We believe in growth and continuous learning.
We believe in educating and sharing knowledge.
We believe the body is miraculous and is able to heal with the proper nutrition and support.
And we believe the right mindset is key to your success.
I'm Amanda Gowhiteley.
And I'm Kate McDowell. And this is Limitless Health.
Live well, naturally.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today, I have a special guest with us here. I have Taryn Symington from Happily Holistic Health. And Taryn and I actually met at nutrition school a couple of years ago. And when she started sharing with me a little bit, or the class, I guess, a little bit about cycle syncing and what impact it had on our life and our health, I had no idea. And I was fascinated. So I thought it would be something that might be really interesting for all of you as well. So welcome to the show, Taryn. Thank you for joining me.
Yeah, so excited to dive into it.
So why don't you give us a little bit of an introduction of you and how you got into looking at the cycle and what it does?
Yeah. So my kind of backstory, I guess, comes from my own personal journey in hormone health and hormone healing. After coming off of birth control, just rebalancing things to a place where I finally had like pain-free periods, no more PMS, little bit easier weight management. And those all came from using cycle syncing as part of that, whether that was nutrition, lifestyle, movement, any of those things. Before going on the pill, had super heavy periods, super painful, really, really bad PMS anxiety, and it affected obviously like my physical health and well-being, but also my mental and emotional well-being. And so after kind of discovering cycle syncing and just balancing hormones naturally in general with nutrition and lifestyle, I wanted to share it with everyone. And so that's my mission now, is just to let every woman know, everyone who has a period, know that like the symptoms that you might have been told are normal may not be, and that common doesn't equal normal, and that you can live a virtually like pain-free life and actually embrace your period and your cycle.
Awesome. And what I found really fascinating, so we were in a class together in school and Taryn started talking about this cycle syncing, and I am a woman and had no idea that there are actually four phases to our cycle. I just thought that you had your period, and when you were not on your period, there was nothing going on in your body. So can you talk a little bit about kind of the four phases and what they mean?
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, I think a lot of people think it's just like just your period and that's it. And oftentimes when I ask people, like, tell me about your cycle, or if I'm talking to clients, like, what's your cycle like? And they'll say like, oh, it's like 5 days. I'm like, okay, that's pretty short. What I'm talking about is the time between day one of your period to day one of your next period. And so the first phase is menstruation, so your period, and typically this is kind of based on like a 28-day cycle, which obviously many of us don't have, and I'll talk a little bit about like what to do if you don't have a cycle and how you can still use this strategy. But menstruation is your first phase. It's about 1 to 7 days long. After that, you move into your more creativity, and that starts to ramp up a little bit during that follicular phase. After the follicular phase, you move into ovulation, which is a short phase. It's only really a couple days long, maybe like 3 to 4 days max, but your energy is going to be highest. Your hormones are going to be, especially estrogen and testosterone, are going to be at their highest at this point. And so that's going to give you lots of energy. After that, you probably have noticed this pattern of the week or two before your period, not having as much energy, maybe having those mood swings, maybe some people cramping before their period, the bloating, the fatigue, the what else? Acne, like all of these PMS symptoms tend to pop up during this time. And that's the luteal phase or the luteal phase. And this is the longest phase. It's anywhere from like 10 to 14, 15, 16 days. It kind of depends on what your hormones are doing, but essentially at this point, your progesterone is going to be kind of the lead role, and that progesterone being higher is what prevents symptoms like anxiety and PMS and mood swings and that can be imbalanced a lot of times, which is a topic for another time. But if progesterone's low, that's typically why we see a lot of those symptoms pop up. So that's kind of like super, super quick, what the four phases are. But there are so many ways to really harness the power of each of those phases to reduce your symptoms and just to feel, yeah, more confident in your life and your work and
Yeah, from a, I love that. And that's the four phases. Like I said, I didn't understand. And I was someone who was interested in natural health and in nutrition and stuff before, but I didn't understand that we do have the four phases. And I was also someone who was a little bit type A, a little bit go, 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 and thought there was no reason why I couldn't do the same thing every single day of the month and push myself in the gym and should be able to show up from a business point of view. And it, once you understand these things, and I follow Taryn. If you don't follow Taryn, I'm going to drop the link to her Instagram account and Facebook, I believe, in the show notes. And so you can follow and see there's so much valuable information. And when you can start to understand this, like we'll talk sometimes and I'm like, oh, I'm so not creative right now. If you're in a certain phase of your cycle, that could be why. And it's not about beating yourself up for it. It's figuring out how to follow that rhythm and flow and when you're most available for that, for creative, for social. Like, what are the different things from a business perspective that people will see throughout the month?
And I mean, before I go into that, I think it's important to note that like we have been kind of in this society that tells us to just like keep pushing through, keep hustling, and like it can definitely lead to burnout for a lot of, especially like female entrepreneurs. If you are just hustling all the time and you're starting to feel like, oh, I'm really burnt out, or maybe like you said, like you're in the gym and you're not able to like hit those PRs or like hit whatever goal you're working towards. I think just even knowing, even if you don't necessarily know how, just knowing that there are different phases and your energy, your creativity, your motivation, like these things are going to ebb and flow, quite literally. And even just knowing that can just give you some peace and like give yourself some grace. If you're on your period, maybe it's better time, like maybe it's going to be more productive to just rest during that time. And so I think that can be really helpful in not burning out in your business, in your workout routine, in your nutrition, whatever your goals are. So yeah, I really like that you brought that up. But as far as kind of how to work this into your life, into your business, I'll kind of go phase by phase again, because I feel like that's the easiest way to do it. So for during your period, like I said, your energy is going to be lower. Your hormones are at their lowest at this point. And so now's the time to rest. Like now's the time for reflection, relaxation. You can do some like journal writing as a point of setting intentions or goals, but nothing like too ambitious, unless you have the energy and creativity flowing, that's cool. Like, do what feels really good. But just know if that's not how you feel during your period, that's fine. You have this time, your intuition, your evaluation skills, they are at their highest. And so it might be a good time to kind of look at things and start to kind of plan ahead and reflect on what had happened over the last cycle, in life or business. Once we move into the follicular phase, your energy and your creativity, again, that's going to start to come back. So know that it will come back, hopefully. And so ways we can kind of work this into our life and our business, our estrogen is increasing during this phase. And so that boosts the brain's working ability. So not only will you like feel more creative biologically, physiologically, like estrogen is actually helping your brain work. And so having more time for planning, creativity, those are really strengths in this phase. So you can be brainstorming, planning, prepping, starting new projects, even setting some intentions and goals. If you are maybe like in school or maybe just doing some kind of continuing education, take a new course, learn some new things. That's the going to be the best time to do that. Once you move into ovulation, your estrogen levels are going to be at their highest at this point. They're kind of peaking before they'll start to drop again. So your mental sharpness is going to be there. Your brain's going to be still having that working ability, being higher, creativity. And then things like communication and networking, that's really, really a good way to use that energy during this time. If you are someone who's an entrepreneur, are in business, or even not, if you just like want to plan a date night, this would be the time to do it, kind of in that like follicular ovulation week, or maybe even 2 weeks, depending on what your cycle looks like. So yeah, having a date night, hosting a party, having more social activities, maybe it's pitching ideas at meetings, at work, if you're kind of working in that space with other people. Yeah, so like lots of creative energy basically in follicular and ovulation.
Cool.
Once you move into the luteal phase, you're going to start to slow down a little bit. So you'll hopefully ease into it a little bit. You'll start maybe having still a little bit creativity, a little bit more brain power. But as you start to move through, it's totally normal to feel like that is disappearing a little bit, or maybe just decreasing. And so it's a really good time to turn that energy inward, do some administrative tasks, start to get more reflective again, and ultimately like finishing things up. So completing projects, getting organized for whatever projects are coming up or whatever plans you have, and just kind of wrapping all of those ideas that you had in the follicular and ovulatory phases, taking all of those and kind of just like wrapping them up, tying up loose ends, so that you can go into menstruation, into your period, and start to reflect again and kind of see how that cycle went, before you can do it all over again. Yeah.
I think it's so interesting to look at it from this perspective, like from the mindset side of things and how things are working internally, because there's so many things you see that talk about cycle syncing from a what you should eat or the exercise that you should do. But it's very interesting to look at this from a how am I going to show up in my life? And like, why aren't we holding networking events when everyone is ovulating? That would be ideal, right? Is I know that I've seen in the past too, when you're around a lot of women, often you tend to cycle and have your period at the same time. But what are like other things you can share about how we can help our body throughout the different phases?
Yeah, so like you said, Kate, there's so much, like I see so much on TikTok now, like how to sync your workouts to your cycle, which obviously is so valuable. Like that is a huge part of it. But I don't see a ton of, I mean, I see a little bit of nutrition, definitely, and not as much as workouts. But I don't see as much nutrition or lifestyle or business pieces coming out. And so, yeah, I think it's really great to have this information. Because your hormones are changing so frequently, it impacts your metabolism. It's going to impact your weight, whether that's actual weight or water retention. It's going to impact your energy. Obviously, we talked about that a million times. It's going to impact your libido. Like it's going to impact all of these things, your pain tolerance. Like it's who you are. Like it impacts who you are. And so using these strategies to really support what our hormones are doing instead of going against them, I think is really like the main goal. I will say that obviously, like some people don't have a regular cycle, don't have a cycle at all. I myself right now am postpartum, so almost 6 months, and I don't have my cycle back yet. And so that's been interesting navigating that as well, just thinking like, okay, what, how can I use this? And yeah, still apply it to my life, even though I'm not getting a period, I'm not ovulating, I'm not going through all these phases necessarily. But something that's really cool is that if you don't have a regular cycle or any cycle at all, whatever the reason is, you can actually sync with the moon, which is super cool. And I love talking about it because I just think it's so interesting. The lunar cycle and the average menstrual cycle are very similar in length. So the average menstrual cycle, which I said at the beginning, is around 28, 29 days. And the average lunar cycle is around 29 and a half days, which is so cool. Like how amazing is that? That like we can use the universe to cycle sync. And so if you are maybe like me, postpartum, or just don't have a cycle or a regular cycle, but you want to practice these strategies, you can still do that. So typically what we have kind of seen, and this can change cycle to cycle, if you do have a cycle, but if you don't, kind of going off of these lunar moon phases is the way that I like to approach it. So menstruation, so your period, we typically see that as like the new moon. Moving into follicular, you have like the waxing moon, ovulation, typically the full moon, and then luteal phase, waning moon. Follicular and luteal phase kind of don't matter as much as the new moon and the full moon, and those are more obvious for most people. And so yeah, thinking like, okay, ovulation, full moon, menstruation, new moon, and kind of just going through the same strategies but using the lunar cycle instead. So that's also super cool.
I think it's fascinating. I mean, I'm someone who had a hysterectomy before IHN, which looking back, would I have made different choices? Probably. But I didn't understand as much about hormones and about the female body, but it's true. There's a lot of women who don't get a cycle, and it could be because of a hysterectomy. It could be because of a variety of different reasons, but there's still stuff going on in your body. Like, unless you are, I still have ovaries, so I'm not postmenopausal. So I'm still going through those cycles, even though I'm not having a period every month. And the period is, or the bleed is a really good indication for people like, okay, my cycle is starting. So the moon has been something I found really helpful as well to figure out, okay, so now I need to make some changes to my exercise or some changes to diet because I don't have the evidence in terms of a period. So yeah, that's very cool.
Super cool.
But yeah, I mean, in terms of business, hopefully this was helpful for people because like I said, I'm a bit of a type A that like get shit done and going all the time. And we can feel at times like, oh, what's wrong with me? Why am I not able to keep up? Why am I not able to keep pushing through? And what you said about taking a break through your period, if you don't feel like creative or you don't feel like ambitious and outward and interested in doing things socially, when you do listen to your body and start to respect those messages that you're getting, you can show up in the next phase like bam, out of the gate, ready to go. And yeah, when we ignore that and we're just like, no, shut up, I'm gonna keep going, then the burnout happens. You're just like, I can't do anything. My brain won't do anything, my body won't do anything. And I think that's the listening to our body is a really important message, especially in business, but for women in general, right?
Yeah, and not only the burnout, like the mental burnout of like, oh, like why can't I do this right now? Or like just trying to force yourself to focus or to do certain tasks, and like the impact of causing your body more stress than it needs. Like obviously, yeah, again, mentally, emotionally, you're going to feel those stress levels, but physiologically too, and with your hormones, like that really impacts how your cycle looks. If you are getting a period, like that's when we see things like really heavy, really painful cycles, things that I experienced that looking back, I'm like, okay, it makes sense. Like I was just pushing through. Like I was always just told, like, it doesn't matter. You have your period, like just whatever. It's you don't need to think about it. Just like keep living your life like you normally do, and doing the workouts and doing the like eating the same things and feeling like your body's telling you like I need more food or like I need more carbs, and being like, no, I'm gonna just ignore that, and like I'm just not gonna do that, and then that can lead to so many issues. But I think that is a big part of what led to like my cycle being really, really painful and heavy, and especially the anxiety before my period. I think that was like one of the biggest symptoms that I experienced before and after, like going on the pill, coming off the pill. It was a disaster. I wish I had known this to this extent coming off of birth control, because even if you are still on it, like just start to think about these things if you are thinking about coming off of it, and just really tapping into that like feminine energy, I think can be such a game changer. Well, I don't think I know. Like I've seen evidence that it can change everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so many episodes as we're talking. I'm like, oh, we could talk about the pill and we could talk about feminine, masculine energy. And there's so many different things. But I know you have a baby that's sleeping right now. So I
Yeah.
don't want to drag this out for too long. How can people, like, how are you helping people today?
Yeah. So the main way that I work with people, I don't do too much one-on-one anymore, but the main way to find out how to do this and learn how to sync your cycle and use these strategies as well as other nutrition and lifestyle support is through my course called Hormone Happiness. It's an 8-week course. It's go at your own pace and you learn so much. It's all the strategies that I use that I was taught after coming off the pill and balancing my hormones to have less painful periods, no more PMS, getting pregnant naturally, like all of these things that I use to get to where I am right now, and that I still use and what my clients have used. So it's all of those strategies packed in there. And yeah, you can grab that course and get started, and yeah, get started on your journey. It's an amazing
Awesome.
first step.
We'll put the note or in the show notes. I'll definitely put a link for people to check out your course. What's the best place for people to find you if they're just looking to follow you or learn more?
Yeah, probably Instagram. My Instagram's Happily Holistic Health. And that's where I hang out the most. Same on TikTok, just not on there as often, but same handle. And yeah,
Awesome.
Instagram's my favorite though.
Me too. Okay, so we'll drop those in the show notes as well. If you'd like to get in contact with Taryn, she's a wealth of knowledge. And so it's very helpful. As a woman, these are things that we're just not taught. And it's unfortunately stuff that you need to figure out and learn on your own. And there are a lot of resources available. Taryn is an excellent one. We do some help with hormone stuff as well, but it's different. And I like that Taryn provides these resources too. So, on that note, is there anything else you would like to leave with people? Message or?
Just start listening to your body. I think we've spent so many years ignoring what our body's telling us, whether good or bad. And I think the best way to get started, if you are working on balancing your hormones or you're on just like a health journey in general, is to just really start listening to your body and what it's telling you. Because it's very smart. And we try to outsmart it, and we really need to like tune back into
So valuable. Well, thank you very much for joining me today, and I hope everyone got some information and value from this. Check out Taryn on Instagram, check out her course that she mentioned, and thank you, everybody. It's Kate from Align Natural Health. We'll see you on the next one.